News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Sixteen minutes past eight on News Talk Breakfast with Paul Williams and Shane Coleman. The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar announced a number of changes to his ministers over the weekend. That's followed the resignation of Dennis Nocton, Richard Bruton taking over as Minister for Communications, Climate Change and Environment. Former Independent Alliance Minister Sean Canney also was reappointed as a minister, becoming Minister of State for Rural Affairs and Natural Resources. He joins us now. Minister, congratulations on your elevation. Were you surprised to be brought back into the fold?
Yeah, well, I suppose, first of all, I'm not Minister yet because it has to be approved by Cabinet tomorrow morning.
Fair enough. So, thank you. Thank you for clarifying that. I won't call you Minister. I'll just call you Sean then for now.
That's perfect. Anytime.
Are you surprised by your return to the fold? Because obviously you had been a junior minister before, and I think it's fair to say you were a little sore at how you were treated by your former Independent Alliance. We won't get back into that. But are you surprised you're back in the fold?
I suppose, look, these are the vagaries of political life. One day you're up, next day you're down, and you just have to go with it, take the punches and move on. And I am delighted to be back in again. I am delighted for the fact that I am in Rural Affairs and Natural Resources, and I look forward to working with Michael Ring and with Richard Bruton on the issues that are there. And I think it's very suitable that I would be brought into Rural Affairs because I'm a Rural TD, I understand the problems. We have a lot of great stuff going on in the department, and it's just to be there to assist with Michael Ring in delivering for rural Ireland, and I look forward to that challenge.
Okay, fair enough, and there's no doubt you do understand the challenges that are there. One of those challenges, let's be blunt about this, is broadband. And the question obviously is, and it's a legitimate question from the opposition, has the process been tainted by what has gone on the last number of months? Do you have a view on that?
I do believe that commentary on it has to be very, very careful, because we want to see what actually is in the tender, how the tender was run, and I would be confident that we will be able to continue on with it. But that's I'm saying that without actually having seen the review that's been carried out.
Okay.
And I would say that broadband is the single big issue, apart from housing, that affects my constituents here in Galway East. We have hit and miss in regards to delivery of broadband in rural areas.
No, absolutely, absolutely. And we know that, Sean. Just one more question on broadband. Some suggestions from experts over the weekend that there's a fundamental issue with the plan, that it just might be fundamentally uneconomic, and that the take-up rate, while there's a huge demand, I'm not underestimating that, for broadband, the take-up rate may not be sufficient to actually make this plan economic if and when it does happen. Is that a concern for you?
Well, of course. Look, this is a huge investment, and it's based on numbers. And I suppose the economic reality is numbers need to take it up. But what I would say is that I think we should hold until we see what the review says, because the review will look at
when is that review due, Sean?
Well, I'm not so sure, because I haven't been briefed yet on it. Although I know the review is being carried out right now.
Okay.
But I would hope that this would be something that would be done awful quick, so that we can see where we're at.
Well, we might talk to you about that. I do accept that you haven't had that briefing, so difficult for you to comment. Just before you go, I'm interested in your view. A lot of talk about elections, preconditions being set down by the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin saying, look, let's not have an election till after Brexit. What's your view on it?
Well, my view is that since I got elected 2.5 years ago, there has been talk that we're going to have an election even during the programme for government discussions. There was prophecies of an early election, etc., etc. There's a lot of resilience within this government, and I want to acknowledge the responsibility that Fianna Fáil have taken on. And I think we will have to put the country first. And listening to commentary this morning on Brexit and yesterday, I think we have a huge issue there. We have a huge issue now with housing, and we have things to get sorted out. So I think the country will come first. And I'm an optimist, and I expect to see that that this government will last, and that we will have responsible politicians who will help that for the better of the country.
Okay, Sean Kenny, we wish you well with your new portfolio. Sean Kenny, the Minister-elect of State for Rural Affairs and Natural Resources.